Blog Talk Radio. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This 15th day of October, which is the day before an international holiday that many of you are aware of, it's coming up, and those that are on the World Wide Web may not be aware of it. You may be like, well, we already had Columbus Day in America, or what they're going to start calling the indigenous people's holiday. Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the fact that Minister Sylvia Renee Kaiser will be having a birthday on tomorrow, which is another day that the Lord gave her on this side of heaven. Hallelujah. Thanks. We're going to turn it over to the birthday girl so that she can pray for us and pray for the program and pray for the people. And I even had asked her to pray for this man that I've met on yesterday, a total stranger. I walked into the gas station and I was in there, and this man came in and shared his testimony about, when he walked in, the people that worked in this particular gas station was like, where have you been? We've been wondering where you were. We were looking for you. I mean, he had been gone for a long time. And so it turned out he had been missing in action for 3 months, and he came by this gas station every day. So they were concerned about him. But he told us how he had been rear-ended on his motorcycle, not in the car, but rear-ended by a driver. Don't know if it was a truck or a car or whatever. But because of him being rear-ended by this particular vehicle, he was in the hospital for 3 months, and he thought he wasn't going to live. And he was telling everybody how he was just glad to be alive because of what happened to him. And I told him that I would pray for him. And I did pray for him. And it just goes to show you how you've always got to be ready to pray for people and to do what God has called you to do. But know this, him and I wasn't of the same race, we wasn't of the same age group or anything. But he welcomed my prayer. He eagerly welcomed the prayer that God prayed through me for him when I told him I was going to pray for him. So there are so many people going through things, but I just wanted to share that with you to let you know that you never know when the Lord's going to use you. So be ready, be ready, be ready. Not get ready, but be ready, be ready. Be ready. Minister Sylvia, can you pray for us?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity on today to come before you, God. First thing first, God, I ask you to forgive us of every sin, oh Lord, that on today you may hear our prayer. God, forgive us for our sinful nature, our sinful thoughts, our sinful ways. God, we put our sin lying in us, activated in us on your altar so that you may forgive us. God, we thank you for that. God, we want to pray right now and ask you to continually bless us with the blessing of canceling of the premature death that the enemy has tried to bring upon us, whether it's running into the back of us on a motorcycle, running into us on a car, trying to keep us from breathing, trying to keep us from being able to do what you said for us to do, oh God. God, we just want to say right now, we trust you, oh God. Thank you for the ministry, oh Lord, that you have put before the people you have put in us, God, that we may be walking, we may be able to follow your instructions, to give to the people what's needed, not what we want to say, God, not our agenda, but your agenda. God, not our way, but your way. everything is done in your timing, O Lord. We ask you to cover the people that's listening live and the ones that's listening in the archive. God, for this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, God. As we walk through your gates with thanksgiving and we walk in your courts with praise, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you again for the young man that when he was able to come back to give the testimony to the store and everyone in it, that he was there on the day that the woman of God was there. He was able to not only to receive the prayer, but acknowledge it, accept it, and he can walk in the prayer of healing and forgiveness, God. Thank you for bringing him back to his family. Thank you for taking him to the place that he needed to be to get the help that he needed. God, we just thank you. Thank you for this ministry again, God. That everywhere we go, God, we go with a whole heart. God, we walk in your love. We walk in your honor. We walk in your praise. We walk in your grace. God, we just walk in your name in Jesus Christ. God, for everyone that's listening, give them ears to hear. Give them a heart to receive. Give them a mind to want to and to meditate on your word day and night. For God, what the enemy meant for evil, God, take it and turn it around, Lord. Turn it around, God. Whether it's trying to use the flu, a cold, this RSV, COVID, or whatever it is, oh God. God, clear up the lungs, clear up the breath, clear up the air. God, we just ask you right now, break every habit, oh Lord. Destroy every habit, oh God. We bring it to you, oh Lord, that there is no mistake. Whatever you say, God, let it be all well with us. Whatever you do, oh God, let it be all well with us. For God, this is the season that you have called us in. As it's raining outside, you're cleaning the atmosphere. God, clean the atmosphere as it's raining our life with whatever it is that you have us to go through. But God, we trust you, not just with the little things. We trust you with everything. God, we trust you not just with the big things, but God, we trust you with everything. God, your will, your way. We trust you, Lord. In the season of this, where we're at right now, God, some of us are in a season of quietness. Some of us are in a season of speaking up. Some of us are in a season of sitting down, acting right. Some of us are in the season of stepping up and stepping out. But God, whatever season you have us in, let us be in a season of doing what God said, God will, God way, God's timing. In the name of Jesus it is. So I pray this prayer. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to start the program now with a Selah, with a pause, because I want you to think about this question. Are you, I didn't say your mother, I didn't say your brother, I didn't say your sister, I didn't say your niece or your nephew, but are you a Shiro or a hero? Have you been envied? Have people around you been covetous? Have people around you wanted to use your talents, but they were afraid of the gift or gifts?
Jesus. Woman of God, we can't hear you. Woman of God, we can't hear you. We cannot hear you.
Okay, so I had a lot of questions for you. And you may say, but you had me on hold for quite a while. You're right, I did. So again, a shero is a woman admired or idolized for her courage, outstanding achievements, noble qualities, heroism. A man is a hero, and he's a person who's admired or idolized for courage, outstanding achievements, noble qualities, a brave man, a champion, a man of courage, a great man, the man of the hour. How many of you go back to your neighborhood and people tell you about this or that and how they remember you did this or that? How many of you go back to your class reunions and the same thing happened? How many of you are remembered on this scene or that scene? And then how many of you were rejected because you were so smart or you were so this or that? How many of you were assigned a protector or protectors? How many of you, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that? How many of you were a hero or a shero that appeared to be unnoticed? Jesus was rejected by his own. But yet even the demons recognized him. How do you know called you to a neighborhood ministry versus a global one? Well, the reality of it is that there are many parts to a body, yet they all have certain functions. The fingers don't do what the toes do, but they can. The mouth and the lips don't do what the eyes do. Ears don't do what the elbows do. But the heart is a central organism that controls a lot of things. The brain is another central organism that controls a lot of things. The blood, the blood travels all through the body. And when there's no blood flow, that means no oxygen can get to that area. No nutrients can get to that area. It'll die. When the sheroes and the heroes aren't in and on their assignment, God has to raise up another. Or that area or that person, those people will die. You might say, what does this have to do with ghetto sheroes and heroes? How many musicians and actors and rappers and psalmists started off in neighborhood churches, but their gifts made room for them? Didn't mean that when they went to those higher levels, that they were just so easily, you know, accept. Some of them relatives open up doors for them, and some of them their gift itself opened up doors for them. Some of them did crazy stuff for those doors to be open. But listen to this that I wrote on Facebook. Look at this message from God through me. I posted over 10 minutes ago that Facebook is blocking. Greetings, all ghetto heroes and sheroes. You may say, why are you talking to them? I'm being called to where I came from. I'm being called to where I was rejected. Ah, my God, I'm being called to pour into those that are stagnant, that have forgotten that there's ghettos all over the world. There's ghettos in nations and countries, not just America. There's ghettos in Illinois, in Indiana, Wisconsin, California, Florida, New Orleans. There's ghettos in Africa and China. There's ghettos all over the world. And some of them are worse off because they're like a third world country ghetto. Let's go on with what God had me to write. How many ghetto heroes and sheroes, rather, do you know that don't know or are unaware that they are ghetto sheroes and heroes? And let me add this before I go on. Many of them know and realize their calling, but they're too small. They don't realize that that was just the beginning. And then I went on to write, well, there are quite a few of them because they don't know they are, or they unaware of the status God is calling many of us to help them to pull out of the chosen and up-and-coming ones out, because they're trying to be local. They're trying to be municipal. They're trying to be state. When God has not only called them bigger than state, he's called them bigger than federal. He's called them bigger than America. He's called them to the world. Yes, ghetto, hero and hero. That's why you have been misunderstood, envied, in many cases confused, frustrated, looking for the answer in some of the wrong places, and you've been misdirected, in some cases hated, because the call on your life is greater, stronger, and more than you have been able to understand, because of your God-given call, purpose, and destiny is to and for more than one ghetto, nation, people, etc. Now let God send you to the mentors, and in many cases, you are already with them, and you already, in some cases, left them. But there's God, because he has a ram in the bush just for you. Yes, the devil has been trying to block you from the honor of knowing their true role in your life and call to your ministry and your anointing. Or you've even tried to disconnect, and he's tried to disconnect you from him, her, or them. He's even tried to destroy the connection with them and with God. But God, but God, but God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, God, for releasing me to impart for your glory and for your glory alone, Father. Envy Babbers, this is not on Facebook, and using your love for others and not wanting to be talked about or gossiped about or rejected or thinking that, no, God can't be calling me to them. No, I'm just a neighborhood ministry. I'm just on this scene. I'm just on that scene. Or God allowed some people with stagnant agendas to be in your life, and you don't understand that they may be there to delay you and in some cases even deny your destiny, but it's because they are sent to teach you a lesson. And yes, you may be rejected. And yes, you may be misdirected. And yes, you may deal with even more than that. You may have to deal with the isms in the systemic organizations and in the world and in the institutions, the racism, the sexism, the culturalism, the ageism. But I want you to listen, and I want you to listen intently to this back and forth conversation between me and one of God's gifts that is called to greater the nations. And then tell me, is that you? Because many times we're expecting the call in the church, but we forget that sometimes we are the church. And so wherever we are, the call is, whether it's on your job, whether it's in the store, wherever it is. So it starts off like this. Someone sends someone an email and says, this position is finally posted. Please share this with others. I wasn't on that email. And then the person sends me an email with this posting in it and says, finally, in capital letters with 3 exclamation points. And then I say to them, wow, this has taken this long. That was put out in April, and this is October. And then I said, are you going to apply for that position? And what's going on with the other position? And they said, well, the other position is going to be posted after this position. And after all this time, no, I'm not interested in applying for any position and so-and-so. And then I replied to them, and I said, interesting. What are your plans now? Because remember, I'm assigned to this person. I know my assignment. But they don't quite get it. They know it, but they don't quite get it. And then they said, why? Interesting. Plans have not changed. I'm ready to leave so-and-so. I'm still here because I didn't think it was cool for us, talking about me and them, to leave simultaneously. And I responded to them and said, God sent me to so-and-so to take care of his people, and I did it, and I completed my assignment. Don't be funny acting. I have always cared about you, your family, and your plans. I had to leave for my emotional welfare, and you know it. I have been there since 2014, almost 10 years, and my assignment from God was over. Because remember, I had asked them what their plans were because I'm no longer in that position of authority over them, in that of leadership in that way. But God still has me planting and pouring in them. And then they came back and they said, hello, you are correct. I know you care about me and my family. I'm not disputing that at all. It goes both ways. You've taken good care of me, and I know it was time for you to leave. I'm just saying that my stay here is no longer in my plans, and I stayed here with you because I told you I would, and I always uphold my word. Now, I want you to listen to my respond back because it's me doing a redirection for them because they're basically somewhere too long. I said, what part of your word was you staying there this long? Where was that included? I appreciate your hard work, patience, and your consistency so much. I pray you and your colleagues and your leadership appreciate your hard work and dedication and consistency as well. They haven't asked me for any input for you or your colleagues, so I haven't provided any. And she comes back and she says, hello, my word didn't include staying once you left. Ding, 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 the light's coming on. I didn't feel right going with no turnover for my duties. Okay, so she admitted that her word to me didn't include her still being there. We're talking about delayed destiny. That's what we're talking about. But she's not quite getting it yet because she goes right back into, I didn't feel right. It's about her feelings. Not turning over my duties. Just so you know, I sign at the bottom of all of my emails the word team, and that equals together, everyone achieves more as we work together on with purpose. And then I have the word smile, and it stands for serve with the spirit of excellence. That's the SM. Meet every day as a new and wonderful day. And then the I is increase and improve your knowledge daily. And the L is learn from everyone you encounter. And the E is expect challenges. They are a source from which wisdom can be acquired. God gave me that a long time ago. So I come back to her through the Holy Ghost. And I said, I understand, but please remember that you made recordings. She recorded all of her trainings and all of her duties via my direction from God to tell her to make a recording of it so that she could leave it behind. This had been done over years and years and years. And we had lots of training sessions. Oh, did we have training sessions for many years. I'm reminding her that she had already laid the groundwork that she could have left at any time. Therefore, your legacy would have been in your recordings and all the knowledge you shared and that others have shared with your teammates. If you want to do a turnover that pleases everyone and that includes turning your duties over to people like you, or where the blame game does not exist in a liquid and standard environment, you may never be comfortable enough to leave. And then I came back and said, but congratulations on the things that you've already done. And remember, some of your colleagues have been, I'm not going to say what the field is, in this industry for a very long time, meaning they already know how to do things. They've been in this, they're an expert. And then I remind her that as a leader, I hoarded many documented training actions because of the stories that people tell and they lie about when they don't know how to do some or don't want to know how to do it. I said, such as they'll say, I don't know how to do that. She never showed me how to do that. They'll always play the blame game when they don't do something just because they don't want to do it. But in the end, I realized that it was the same thing I dealt with since the 1980s. and prior. But every once in a while, see, I'm allowing the Holy Ghost to speak to me, to speak to her heart, to speak to her mind, to speak to her soul. The Holy Ghost, see, I gave her the background. I gave her the history of what she already done. But now I have to tap into the reason that she's still there. I said, but every once in a while, God would allow me to run into a great team member. And when they contact me and I remember them, I realize all the mentees that I still have and that allow me to pour into them and that still do. And then I said in capital letters, I am grateful for every diamond God allowed me to encounter. See, I'm at work now. I'm at my day-to-day job, and I'm still giving God all the glory. And like I said, this is in capital letters. I am grateful for every diamond God allowed me to encounter, whether they were raw or not, but they were priceless. Keep your head up. Look at what you've already done and are doing. I have to remind her. She had already turned over her duty. She had already trained these people that she claimed she couldn't leave behind. And you will be able to walk away knowing what you have done, who you have helped, whether they admit it or not. Lastly, let people be people, which means some will appreciate you openly and others in a hidden place. Some will even envy you and wish that they could take your place, so they'll try to sabotage you. I said, but you'll also have the down lows that on the inside of them, they know that you helped them and you poured into them. I said, but it will still be part of your legacy, whether it is known or acknowledged or not. I reminded her that many aren't going to give you credit anyway for the various reasons. Now look, ding, 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 ding. The Holy Ghost arrests her. And she responds back, thank you so much for your kind words. This really resonated with me today. I've been assigned to her and others for many years, and I've been assigned to this particular person for many years, but they were always allowing what people said to delay the things that God is doing in their lives. And she said, you're absolutely right. I am not accountable for the actions or lack thereof of others. People have agendas and will make their own choices. I have no control over that. It's important to remember that I can only control my actions and my reactions. My. Look at the Holy Ghost. And then she writes, in the grand scheme of things, I am genuinely grateful for the opportunity I've had to work for you. It has been a valuable experience for me, as working in a civilian capacity is different from working as a uniformed personnel. Remember, I didn't tell you, but she was in the military and so was I, in different branches, but she's starting to catch on. She says, I've learned a lot and gained a deeper understanding of the unique challenges and dynamics involved. As I continue on my journey, I have to realize the importance of being able to detach and walk away without worrying about the outcome of the programs. It's not within my power, my God, to make them great or guarantee their success. All I can do is provide the necessary support and guidance, but ultimately it's up to the individuals and the collective effort to achieve greatness. Once again, thank you for your kind words and encouragement, and I hope you have a fantastic and joy-filled weekend and that you can relax. I share that with you because many of us don't realize the hero and the shero on the inside of us. This is someone that been working for me for many years on the job. But even on the job, I've always let them know, I'm not here because I want to be. I'm here because God sent me. Somebody prayed or some people prayed, and God sent me to Washington, D.C. to be their earthly angel. Apostle Sandra Thomas one day said that, and I didn't get it. I didn't get it. She presented me before the church and told them that God had sent me to her, and I didn't get it. I'll give you an example. Minister Sylvia was assigned to me at an early age to protect me, and at an early age, I understood her assignment. And at an early age, I would remind her, even when, as this young lady said, it when she got into her feelings and she just did whatever. And still to this day, we're assigned to one another. She is a pivotal shero in the community of Chicago and in the motorcycle scene and the Taste Kidney scene and the softball scene and all of them. And I was rejected by the community. I was too light. I was too this. I was too that. But yet God allowed me to be rejected and sent to the world. I was coaching an all-male basketball team and playing basketball, playing volleyball, the things that I was doing in the neighborhood. I was sent overseas here and there to be a leader. A leader here, a leader there. Everywhere you turn around, I was a leader. And there were people wanting to sit at my feet to learn what God had put on the inside of me just on the job. And the same way they were sitting at Minister Sylvia's feet in the neighborhood, they would get in trouble. They would ride their bikes. They would walk. They would sneak out the house and do things to sit at her feet. But yet, it was what she was doing in the neighborhood. Now, hear the difference in our ministry that has now been yoked together. She was doing the community work with the local people, and I was at one time, too. We were both going over in Cabrini Greens and the various places that were dangerous. But I was rejected because I had to go somewhere to come back. There's a message right there. I had to go all over the world, Europe, Korea. I even had to go to the combat zone, which is a lesson all by itself, because it teaches you stuff about spiritual warfare that is so deep that even while you're in the war zone, your mama's praying. Ooh, and the scuds can't touch you because your mama is praying, your cousins are praying, the angels are encamped all around you. People are dying over there, but nothing can come nigh you, just like Psalms 91. And you realize there's apostles, there's bishops, there's preachers, there's teachers, and we all got our certain functions, the fingers, the toes, the ears, the eyes. And I was being Apostle Sandra Thomas' armor bearer, and I was being this person's armor bearer, and I was carrying people's Bibles, and I was being even rejected in the church. I was going through things that were I was doing, causing my own self-sabotage. See, because the flesh is weak, but God, he's able to keep you even when you've fallen, when you turn around and repent and you get back up again. Because, see, no, I wasn't perfect. I don't even want you to get that in your mind. So I was still going to church and still doing whatever. But let me share these scriptures with you right quick. Ephesians 4, 10 and 12. And he descended. It's the very same as he who also had ascended high above all heavens. And he, his presence might fill all things that is of the whole universe. And his gifts to the church were varied. He himself appointed some apostles, special messengers, and represented some prophets who speak a new message from God to the people, some as evangelists who spread the good news of salvation, some as pastors and teachers to shepherd and guide and instruct. And he did this to fully equip and perfect the saints, God's people, for works of services to build up the body of Christ, the church. So isn't it amazing that it looked like Minister Sylvia was sent, and also Minister Sheila was sent to the neighborhood. They may have went to different places in America every once in a while with these various things that they were doing. Just like when we were young and we would go to this club or that club to teach people how to do the dances that we were doing on this side of town. See, we were already being intensely taught by God how to use the talents and gifts that he gave us, whether it was in volleyball or basketball or whatever. But he was showing us how our ministry was in every area of our lives. So now, all of these years, Minister Sylvia has been a hero in the neighborhood, in America. And yet now, God is exposing her to the world wide web. She oftentimes talks about how her dog, speakerphone, knows my voice. But guess what? We know the voice of God, and no other voice will we follow. That's a whole nother message. My God. So many of us may have thought we were just called to this scene or that scene. But God's been using you all the time. The times that you may have traveled to North Carolina or the times that you may have gone here or there to give the message, mess with her, and I'm going to hold you accountable. You have to know that God is calling you to the world, to the world, to the world, to the cosmos. And the enemy wants you to sabotage it so that not only are you delayed, but you're denied entry. Remember in the Bible? There was someone that couldn't go where they wanted to go because of the blood on their hand. All right, King David. There was someone who wanted to do this or that, but God had gave them wisdom. But because of their flesh and the concubines that they wanted, although they were King Solomon, they sabotaged their call. You are a royal priesthood, and you can trust this, that God does have people that are called to the neighborhoods. But he also has people that are called to the neighborhood who he has to prepare for their global ministry, podcasts and things of that sort, but he can't release you until you learn how to discipline some things and some areas in your life, how you need to learn how to have the Holy Ghost arrest on yourself. There's so much more to this message, and I'm just on page one. But I don't know if God's going to have me to teach more on the sheroes and the heroes of the ghetto that don't realize there's ghettos everywhere, and God is trying to call you to them, and you've got to allow him to teach you just like he's teaching me. I didn't know he was sending me away to bring me back. I didn't know. I'm not going to lie and say I knew this all the time. The devil is a liar. No, I didn't. But I knew God kept me and my sister connected as twins for a reason. So hero, shero, either God's going to finish teaching you this lesson and the rest of this message, or there will be a part two in another series. Minister Sylvia, I turn the program back over into your hands.
Thank you, woman of God, for the lesson on today. We pray that all sheroes and heroes walk in their calling in the Lord. We thank you all for taking the time out to join us for this Monday morning service. It just sounded like I said Monday, but I said for this morning service of being in the place to find out if you are a hero or a shero and you are able to do what God has called you to do with your personal ministry. Pray that God give you the strength. Pray that God give you the sources and the resource and the help that you need to bring forth your ministry. Pray and stay before God to work and walk in the ministry that he has given you, because in this day and time, you have to know that you know that you know that God is in control. We will be back here next Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. We'll be back here tomorrow night on Blog Talk, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Monday night service. I will be your host and speaker for tomorrow night, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And if you come back on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook Live, I will be doing Wisdom Wednesday. If you come back Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be your speaker on Friday night for Smile 3E Iron Shopping Iron, Blog Talk Radio, and Facebook Live. We want to say we thank God for this ministry standing on the foundational scripture of Matthew 6:33, for seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and how these things shall be added unto you. I thank God for Smile 3E, and I hope you do too. So with that being said, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. I give it back to the woman of God.
Amen. If you take anything from this message, I pray that you pray to God that you will allow him not only to expand your territory, but that while he's expanding your territory and putting up your tents, that you'll know that they're not a home. So it's not something that you'll stay in, but it's something that you'll be temporarily in as he expands your territory. Father God, I thank you for expanding the territory and for using one of my workers in the scenarios of your message on today, and for using Minister Sylvia as one of the examples on your message today. but let every listener know that they are an example of the worker that worked for me. They are an example of Minister Sylvia, and that God is calling them, the heroes and the sheroes, to be greater than their neighborhoods and their communities. But you're calling us to the world, the great commission of God, to preach the gospel, to share it from nation to nation, from face to face, from knee to knee, from ankle to ankle. God, I thank you. I never, ever, ever, ever knew that you would call us to the World Wide Web, places that our voices can go, that our feet may never see. Those of you listening in the archives, those of you listening years from now, know that God sent this message just for you. He had you at heart, and whether it's one, millions, or trillions, this message is for you. In Jesus' name we pray and we accept it. We accept our assignment and say yes, Lord. Amen and amen. So until tomorrow night, for iron sharpening iron, bye-bye. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things.